Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be cloudy, got a chance for some showers, maybe thunderstorms, high around 76. We check things out temperature-wise, go into Kenosha, where the reading is 58 degrees at this hour. It is 62 in Burlington, 61 Milwaukee, 59 in Racine. The proposed multi-use event center on Racine's lakefront now carries a $55 million cost price tag compared to the initial $43 million to $49 million suggested earlier based on more Phase 1 study analysis and with a taxpayer component of just under $12 a year for a home valued at $100,000 for 30 years. At the Council Committee of the Whole and Redevelopment Authority meeting, consultant S.B. Friedman, President Steve Friedman, explained almost $40 million would involve bonding, so it's just one component to a multi-layered financing proposal.
Every public and public-private project of this scale has, in one way or another, multiple financing sources. In many projects, it reflects in just plain different sources that each one we call a layer, and we sometimes call it lasagna financing.
City Administrator Jim Palahniuk indicated the layered approach is needed to this financing on a very complex project over 30 years, and with one model appearing better than others.
So the key to this becomes, what does that optimal model look like, and how does it balance one source against the other without using disproportionately too much of one, so that it takes an opportunity away from you for the future on other kinds of redevelopment things, but also, more than anything, doesn't have an undue burden on the citizens and taxpayers of the city.
Mayor John Dickert, who will be resigning in the coming weeks, suggested slowing things down to the project team and creating an advisory committee.
The advisory committee would simply help to advise the interim mayor and possibly the new mayor from the public's perspective on this, because everyone has been stating that they would like to see the business community on board, they'd see like more of a partnership level from the public, and we did not want this to be an RDA type of board or committee.
The next meeting of both the Committee of the Whole and the RDA is July the 6th, at which recommendations may be forthcoming. Full council to consider that aspect July the 18th. The ultimate vote on the project is targeted for December. It was almost a two-hour presentation of the financial estimates to the two committees last night, and then there was a chance to ask questions. Alderman Jim Morgenroth flat out wondering about the county joining as a partner investor, suggesting the city administrator set up a meeting with the county executive.
I'd like to know what the position of our county is, and in particular Executive Delagrave, because at first when we talked about this project some months ago, he was very interested. Where are they? Are they going to be our partner? Are they going to come alongside us? What's the deal?
Council President Dennis Weiser noting this is the most complicated project the city has ever taken on, and we're not going to move forward until we're completely comfortable. Again, another Committee of the Whole and RDA joint meeting is set for July the 6th. Racine County's Board of Supervisors unanimously approving a contract last night with Founders 3, that's the former Segal Gallagher Management Company, to do a facilities and space use survey. John Matheson, president of Founders 3, says it's going to be a very comprehensive study of all the facilities used by the county that'll be valuable going forward for quite a few years.
The study will not only analyze the use that county's performing with regard to the departments, but also as it relates to your facilities and projecting needs, current needs as well as projected needs, then a cost analysis based on owning versus leasing, providing options.
The $157,000 study going to result in a facilities master plan for Racine County. Downtown Racine Corporation Executive Director Devin Sutherland resigning after 14 years of leading the nonprofit, a news release indicating he's going to be going back to school in August, starting up at Carthage College, a new Master of Science degree program in business design and innovation. In Kenosha, Alderman Kevin Matheson resigned from office Tuesday afternoon. He said he was going to because he and his family just about completely moved into their new home in Summers. Matheson submitting his resignation letter to Mayor John Antaramian and City Clerk Deb Salas. He wrote in the letter, "It's been one of the greatest honors of my life to serve Kenosha." Said he had planned to resign during the city council meeting next Monday night, but that got canceled because city staff and aldermen are pretty much going to be out of town for the 4th of July holiday. The Kenosha Unified School District is going to challenge the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in a recent ruling about a transgender student and bathroom use. We have decided to seek a definitive ruling from the Supreme Court and will begin the process in the near future, is the statement issued by KUSD attorney Ron Stadler. Case around 17-year-old Ash Whitaker, who recently graduated from Tremper High School. His challenge of the district's position was over which bathroom he was allowed to use. The circuit court in Chicago rejected the district's arguments against him using the boys' room after Kenosha Unified had appealed a lower appeals decision that argued the harm to his students, particularly to other boys using the bathroom, outweighed any harm to Whitaker. Judge Ann Claire Williams in the Seventh Circuit wrote for the majority the harms identified by the school district are all speculative and based on conjecture. A new mobile medical unit operated by the Kenosha Community Health Center and which will be stopping three times a week in medically underserved parts of Racine officially went into service on Tuesday. There was a ribbon-cutting ceremony outside Knapp School. Mary Coffey, Chief Executive Officer of the Kenosha Community Health Center, naming all the partners who are going to help to make the mobile unit possible, said, "Here today, collectively, we build a better community."
What began for KCHC, reaching out to a neighbor in need, marked by basic principles of friendship and cooperation, has turned into a community outpouring of gifts, both financial and service-related. Projects such as the mobile unit are truly moments of truth when we define who we are and what we value. Its apparent Racine and its partners value health and its citizens.
The Aurora Healthcare Better Together Fund contributing $500,000 to KCHC to expand healthcare services. The mobile medical unit to be at Knapp School on Tuesdays, Gateway Technical College's Racine campus on Wednesdays, and the Dr. John Bryant Community Center on Thursdays, all between 8 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. City of Racine's new cart collection for solid waste is scheduled to begin September the 18th, while a program for bulky waste items that won't fit in the carts, as well as green waste, grass clippings and garden remnants and the like, that remains undecided. Public Works Director Mark Yellen's revised proposal, 2 free bulky waste pickups, 3 drop-off sites starting this year, Pearl Street for 52 weeks, and 5 options for green waste, including a drop-off at the 3 sites and buying a separate 65-gallon cart for that pickup in a May-to-September program that requires sign-up, all starting in 2018.
Bill Folstrom, his supervisors and staff, Tom Meek and I, we've studied bulky and yard waste handling system of numerous other municipalities, met with multiple solid waste professionals, analyzed our customer base, and considered public input. One of the things, we have the same goals that I listed last time, with the addition of number 5 to fully comply with state regulations.
Alderman Sandy Widener said this should be deferred because it's vastly different than what she was given by DPW to tell her constituents last year when this whole process started.
And I'm not comfortable for 5 people on the city council to make a recommendation that's going to vastly change what the public understood was going to take place when we implemented the semi-automated. The public needs to be aware of what action this council is going to take on a recommendation before we make a recommendation. I want to hear from my constituents.
While deferring the issue for 2 weeks, committee members said they wanted to hear from the citizens of Racine about what is being proposed by contacting them, the alderman, the Public Works Department, or by responding on the city's website. A $500,000 line of credit for use by the Racine County Economic Development Corporation to bring new development to the county has been okayed by the county board. County officials remaining tight-lipped, though, about what the additional funding might be used for. Assistant Corporation Counsel Michael Lansdorf said that the board with the funding would be available to the RCADC to support pre-development and development costs for public improvements for retaining and expanding existing in-state businesses, plus encouraging out-of-state businesses to move to Racine County.
We cite some examples of those costs, which may include but are not limited to costs of surveying, zoning, traffic or engineering studies, environmental or feasibility studies, real estate costs, financial advisory services, appraisals, project planning costs, and payments to obtain an option on property.
Before last night's county board meeting, the executive committee met in closed session on the agenda that listed deliberation of the investment of public funds regarding competitive multi-site economic development opportunities, just like in the past. The full board met behind closed doors as a committee of the whole the past 2 weeks on the same issue. There, of course, is speculation that the Taiwan-based electronics company is maybe looking at sites in southeast Wisconsin for a new manufacturing facility. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. Throughout the day, go to @WRJN News to get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.